Campus FM presents Talking Eds, a program brought to you by students from the International Masters in Adult Education for Social Change, who are studying currently at the University of Malta.
Hello and welcome to the last show of Talking Eds Season 2, presented by the students of International Master in Adult Education for Social Change, Cohort 2. Today both me, Aibanu, and Sabrina will be with you along with all our IMAS group.
Hello, this is Sabrina. So listeners, today is the last show of the season and some of us will be discussing about their experience working in the Maltese community. Also, we will be discussing about our previous experience of working in Glasgow community. Today we have with us Prune Kang from South Korea and Mirta Papadaki from Greece and Melitza Pizarro from Colombia to share their experience working with the Maltese community. So first, I would like to ask Prune, which organization do you work and what do they do?
Hi, I'm Prune and I work at FSM Malta. FSM Malta is a foundation for shelters for migrants. In short, the program that I was involved in was about providing language courses for migrants and refugees who want to acquire Maltese citizenship.
Okay, so how do you think they help the people and why they conduct these sort of programs there?
It's more like labor-related skills because a lot of refugees require to learn English or Maltese when they learn, when they work in Malta. And these sort of skills are related to cultural and also work-related skills. So those are the kind of things they aim to enhance, and a lot of students learn from that and proceed to the market so they can get a job and get a stable life in Malta.
So what was your position working there? Like, what was your role? What did you do?
Me and my colleague students, we were involved in evaluating the past program of last year. So last year they had the same program, a language course for migrants. So our role was to evaluate that program and making a guideline for teachers in the future so they can provide a more stable and more efficient program for the students.
So what is like your experience? Did you work with the community directly or were you just in the desk and working?
The unique thing about our program is that we didn't have any direct connection with the migrants or the students. We were mostly around, like you said, desk work. It was mostly on research and doing the work ourselves. Me and a couple of my classmates did conduct some interviews with teachers and students, so there were somewhat connections.
So you had past experience with adult education field, like in last semester in Glasgow you did some placements. So what do you think? Is there any difference between Glasgow and Maltese experience, or is the similar thing going on in different places?
Oh, in a personal level, it's definitely different because my past placement in Glasgow was mostly about observation, like observing adult education courses. But now I'm more like involved in the back of the curtain. I get to see what's going behind, and that's really interesting for me because I'm very interested in research positions. And in general, I think this placement that I was involved in Malta was very different from other placements.
So what do you think about how Malta is working in adult education sector? Do you think it is going forward or it's somewhere stuck?
I am seeing some holes in the policies, especially regarding the language courses, but definitely I see some potential, and I think since Malta is a growing country and a lot of things are going on, I think they will go forward, and I'm very hopeful of it.
So thank you. Thank you, Prune, for sharing your experience with us. So that was Prune Kang from South Korea, who has been working in Malta with adults. Now we are going to talk to Mirto, who's from Greece. So Mirto, what organization do you work or did you work for?
I worked with Theatre Nemo, which is a Glasgow-based organization working with people with mental health issues using the arts. So they are community-based, so they have a space in Glasgow where they host workshops working with different kinds of arts, could be music, visual arts, theatre. And they also do workshops within institutions. So during my placement there, we worked within the psychiatric ward of hospital in Glasgow. So over a period of 5 weeks, we worked with people there to create an animation workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we were also participating in the making of the workshop, but we were also co-facilitating. So for me, overall it was a very, like, really rich experience because it was the first time that I'd ever worked within a psychiatric hospital. And it also, you know, it challenged me a lot, basically, because it made me wonder what is my role as educator within an institution mm-hmm. that is essentially treating people not as human beings, but as patients. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean that, you know, I was asked to address learners within a context that mm-hmm. addressed them as patients. So there was always this conflict in a way throughout the workshop because the people were heavily medicalized. There were doctors and nurses coming in and out. So it was really challenging on many levels.
So you are saying that was not very stable for the whole work, that the changing of doctor and nurse and all the stakeholders were changing every time?
I'm saying it was challenging mm-hmm. because it made me wonder what my role is. Mm-hmm. as adult educator and what the role of adult education is mm-hmm. when working with people yeah. within vulnerable groups or facing mental health issues. Mm-hmm.
So would you like to elaborate a little bit about why art was a mean to help these people who have different problems mentally, mm-hmm. Probably, yeah.
There is many health benefits which come, you know, from documented research that come from the creative process. So, in a way, at the core of the philosophy of Theater Nemo is this, that the creative process can also be therapeutic in itself. You don't need the intervention of a specialist or a doctor for it to be therapeutic.
Okay, so you find it very interesting that how arts is actually helping these people to overcome their mental issues?
Art making is at its core very empowering because when you make art, you become the creator instead of the consumer of mm-hmm. medical expertise, for example. So I can imagine that for people who are in mental health institutions who are treated as patients, they've lost, you know, they don't have the power to define themselves mm-hmm. Beyond the stigma of mental health. Mm-hmm. So when making art, in a way, you are in a position to really hold the power and really define yourself in a creative way.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? Do you think that it helps the adult education community to go forward from there? I mean, is it helping those people in the long run or just for that moment when they are actually creating?
That I can't really tell. I believe, though, that there is long-term benefits from creativity, and because it's also a process of bonding mm-hmm. with other people, of creating a community. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's definitely long-term benefits as well. Mm-hmm. And it's also a field that is really expanding right now, at least mm-hmm. in the UK, mm-hmm. Arts and health and education. So mm-hmm. For me, overall, it was a really, really valuable experience working with Theater Nemo.
Okay, thank you, Mirto, for sharing your experience. I hope we have learned a lot from this experience because I personally didn't have this experience, how arts can help a vulnerable group in this so effective way. So thank you, Mirto. And now I'm going to talk to Melitza, who's from Colombia, and she's going to talk about her experience here in Malta. So hello, Meli. Which organization do you work and what do they do?
Thank you for having me, ladies. I'm going to talk today about an organization that I participated with here in Malta. I was at Blue Door English. They run under the St. Andrew's Church here in Malta, in Valletta, and they have a group of voluntary teachers that work with migrants to provide classes at different levels so that they, you know, both integrate into the community that they belong in as well as get some of their English language that they need to have for permits and such.
So what you just said, it's something similar like Prume's organization as well, so they work with language.
Yes, it's similar to Prume. There's a few differences in how they work since all of their program definitely relies on voluntary teachers. But it is an English course, and it's been developed and run for about 10 years now. The directors of the program have changed, and the current director is actually in a transition process. So it's been a very interesting experience to be able to be there throughout this process and to see how these classes work for the students that come from truly so many different countries with so many different levels of English and how the teachers both adapt to the environment as well as them. It's become a process of really, for me, seeing what it needs what you need to be able to learn English, what the students need and what the teachers need to be ready for. It has opened my eyes to the importance in an English course for an individual as well as the learner to be adaptable, to be malleable, because it's so hard to find consistent teachers, consistency in the space to provide them what would be ideal for an English learning environment for them.
So what was your role? What were you doing there?
So when we first began the process, we were coming in to create a support program like our peers did in the cohort that came last year through Malta.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of shifted throughout being there. That's when I noticed how crazy it is to depend on people who truly do this and teach just out of the goodness of their hearts. We came in one day to observe how everything was going so that we could create an analysis and develop a program for, you know, more support for the students outside of these English courses. And it ended up being that we were kind of jumped into the lessons. We became the teachers because there was a lack of them. Being a speech therapist, I have some knowledge, but I'd never full-on developed a class that was only focused on English and not, of course, therapeutic things that I'd done before. And I was definitely willing to take on whatever role was happening. And it became that. It became us as the students that were there being the teachers whenever they were needed. People step down, people get hurt. There's such a variability of those people who are coming in to teach who this organization and these students count on, but they're not there. So we ended up teaching a lot of these classes for the semester, definitely mm-hmm. shifting that idea of becoming a support to becoming the main source of learning for the migrants that were in the course.
Like you said, people from that course coming from different backgrounds, so they probably would have different level of English. And also like you people suddenly jumping into a new role, how difficult or how challenging do you think it is for the institution more than you? Because you are there for a very small amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean for the institution?
Wow, I think they're really, really feeling some of this variability. We've been talking about it, and from the beginning, after sitting with the director that is now transitioning, we discussed maybe some of the things we could see as solutions to maybe have a more stable voluntary workforce for them. It's really hard for them, but they are impressive. If anybody works from the heart and really shows how much they care about the people coming into their country and making sure that they feel comfortable, it's this organization. They know them by name, every student that comes in,
mm-hmm.
and they easily understand what level they're on. So when a teacher is missing, instead of having six, we have three,
mm-hmm.
They're able to rearrange and kind of set up that. So it's definitely a hard thing to adjust,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to work through it as much as they can.
So you are saying that they're flexible enough to change the dynamic of the classroom when it's needed, which is obviously a very positive thing. So what would you say that is this institution is making like changes, at least with some people's life, because obviously you can't go on and change everybody in a few days, but what do you think the impact of this institution in the community?
I think St. Andrews in general does a lot of things for the community as a community, but in this specific group, and if I can only speak from my experience, there's a connection the students make to each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's a connection they make to the teachers. So it goes past learning English to more of a sense of belonging, more of a sense of finding other ways to be a part of the community, connecting with each other and people who are going through the same difficulties that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of their mission. It's about just giving them an opportunity to really connect to where they are and build confidence and self-esteem, and all of these things are provided to the service. So even with the transition, they're looking to be more and more an organization that supports the learners and the migrants and everybody who's coming through their doors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're definitely making a lot of changes to try to be stronger in that.
So, well, they're doing a lot of thing, and I think in the long run, there'll be a huge impact. Thank you, Melly, for sharing your experience today.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Talking Ads. Now we want to talk about our placements in Glasgow over the last semester. Now we have Irini from Greece. Irini, do you want to talk something about your placements in Glasgow?
Hello, Banu. Hello, everyone. So my placement in Glasgow was at the Bridgestone Community Learning Campus on the east side, on the east end of Glasgow. And I attended and I was involved in the community development course, which was really, really interesting because it gave the opportunity to the participants to attend a course at the college, at the local college, after they finished that introductory course. Why it was important to me, it gave me an insight on the local aspect of seeing things. I didn't have the chance as an international student to actually get involved with locals. So this was a unique opportunity to exchange ideas, to see their way of thinking, and sometimes to through games and through icebreakers to see how they see the world and how different it sometimes it is from mine, and have discussions on it and really see the world through each other's eyes.
Thank you, Irini. That's really a valuable experience.
Thank you.
Now we have Dania from Honduras.
Thank you, Ibanu. And well, yeah, I would like to share a bit of my experience back in Glasgow. It was really interesting because, in the, as you know, we have different placements in three different countries in our IMASC program, and it was a very nice opportunity for me when I was studying in Glasgow to have access to a very interesting organization. The name is Citizens Theatre, that was in Gorbals, Glasgow. I had the chance to participate in two different projects, although one of them was only, I worked partially on one, mostly contributing on the creative process, and the second one was a play that we were building with the community. We had adults, young adults, and older adults working in one same group and building a play about different themes of interest of the same group. So we had, in order to get to the final show, we work in improvisation games. We wrote the scripts ourselves, so that type of collaborative job was very nice because I didn't only get the chance to experience Glaswegian community and culture, but at the same time I had the chance to interact with people and create with them. At the end of this experience, we had the opportunity to perform in one of the churches of the Gorbals community, which is also something I can, for me, I found it really interesting how Citizens Theatre can also reach other types of organizations like this church, and specifically, particularly this choir, where we work the choir and the actors all together for this Christmas show, and it was a very rewarding experience for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Dania, for sharing your experience with us. That's interesting. Now we have Yumi from China, who wants to talk about her placements in Glasgow. Hi, Yumi.
Hello, Banu. Thank you very much for having me here. So I'd like to talk about my experience in last year when I was in Glasgow. I was doing my placement in Rosemont Lifelong Learning Center, which is an organization that provides a variety of lifelong learning opportunities and support for the local community in Northeast Glasgow. For example, they would provide specific events and workshops to certain groups of people, such as the unemployed and young parents. And there are also many different courses such as ESOL class and math class, computer techniques learning class, and so on. And all those classes are accessible for immigrants and refugees around the neighborhood. So almost everyone can register to those classes if they feel those classes are useful for their current situation in their lives. And their age or gender or any other factors doesn't really play a role in this registration. So I started my placement there in October, and I was assigned to teach an ESOL class, and I have learned so much during that period, not only many practical teaching techniques, but also some issues that I used to ignore. For example, by communicating with my students, I got to know what their lives are like when as a refugee or immigrants and how they view the world in a different culture perspective. And all those experience has helped me to understand the world in a better way, and all those experience are really precious to me. So if I have a chance, I'm thinking to go back to there again.
Thank you, Yumi. Thank you for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now we have Yuna from South Korea. Hi, Yuna. Do you want to share your experience?
Okay, hi, Vanu. So I'd like to share about my experience of placement last year. So last semester, I had the privilege of doing a 25-hour work placement, which is called Govan Hill Bus. So it is a community art center in the south of Glasgow. So the majority of my time was spent listening and observing rather than engaging in physical tasks. So for me, a short-term displacement in a setting that is very entirely different from any I had worked in previously, it was an opportunity to understand the inner workings of the organization. So I had the placement been longer, I may have hoped to gain more experience as a facilitator or in curriculum development, as these are the areas that I hope to work in the future. But at the same time, I felt it would have been somewhat presumptuous to suppose that I could bring much to be the term in terms of practical input as such an early stage in working in the field. While acknowledging my prior experience in a different field of education, it may cause me to analyze my experience in a unique way.
Thank you, Yuna, for sharing. Now we have Amelia from Canada. So Amelia, hi, do you want to share your experience?
Hi, thank you, Ivanu. So last semester I was also working in the Govan community in Glasgow like Yuna, but I was working with the Govan Community Project, which is a community-based organization, and they work broadly to promote social inclusion, social justice, and equality. So they work primarily with the very large asylum-seeking and refugee population in Glasgow, which was a very interesting experience for me because coming from Canada, we do have a very large refugee population, but in my specific community, it's not necessarily very large, whereas in Glasgow, they actually take the majority of refugees and asylum seekers in Scotland. So really seeing the effects of having such a large proportion of that population in one place was really interesting. So I was working specifically with the women's group. So this organization does a lot of different things. They have homework clubs and language classes and women's and men's groups. And the women's group was mostly started just to kind of provide a safe space for women to come, participate in workshops. They have lunch. They have childcare for the children that usually also join. And they can kind of mix and mingle, meet new people. And it really turns into quite the cultural exchange because there are so many different countries that are represented in this group. And it's a bridge for these populations to access services in Scotland and services that are provided by the Govan Community Project. The project really does a lot of different work within this community. One thing you hear a lot about community-based organizations or nonprofit organizations is that they are underfunded, and kind of hearing that versus working in one of the organizations is really different. You can really see that they do so much work with so little resources, and the little resources they end up getting go a lot towards just kind of keeping the ship afloat or kind of applying for grants or managing the spaces. So these organizations are really doing great work in education and in community-based work in general, and it was a really great experience to be able to see that firsthand.
Thank you, Amelia. That's very inspiring. Thank you. So finally, I want to talk about my placement in Glasgow as well. Over the last semester, I have completed my placements in the Lamb Hill Stable in the northwest of Glasgow. The Lamb Hill Stable is a community hub and social charity mainly funded by the Scottish Government. It provides the opportunity for local residents to participate in a wide range of recreational activities, occupational training, and employment opportunities. Besides, it also allows local residents to access educational resources to learn about the natural and cultural heritage of the area, which aims to promote their roles as engaging citizens in the community. Lamb Hill Stables organize a broad range of activities, which includes community activities, art activities, youth activities, environmental activities, as well as history and heritage activities. This wide range of activities enable local residents to involve in a community-based groups and decrease the risk of social isolation. So in my placement, I deepened my understanding of the way of local people's life and values. I was impressed by their optimistic towards life even when time gets hard. I also admire their enthusiasm for developing a better community together. Lamb Hill Stable is a warm place full of caring people. Me and my classmates are grateful for the staff for their sincere welcome and patient guides. This is the end of our program for today and the second season of Talking Ads. We want to give a big thank you to all our audience for listening to our programs this season and also to the entire team at Campus FM.
As you know by now, we created these programs as a part of our placements for a master program in adult education. And it has been an incredible learning experience for all of us. We appreciate all of you for learning along with us and for the patience and support of the Campus FM team. We would all like to thank our dedicated technician Charles for all of his hard work this season, as well as all the guests we have had on the season, including our professor, especially Carmel Borg, and classmates who shared their insights to enrich this experience. With this, Amelia, Ivano, Dania, Irini, Mari, Sabrina, Yumi and Yuna saying our goodbyes for the season.
Goodbye and thank you for listening.
Rahmat Slaga, Hair Hosh.
Dhonnobad, Eni Bidai Janachi.
Muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Shishi Dada, Tajan.
Efkarishtume Poli.
Tirajisha Sakam Zam Nida.
Didi Maglobaram Guismandit.